Okay, so the rest of it, so that's what initially paints the screen and is going to repaint the screen when the objects are moved. And the rest of this is event programming. And this is kind of a different flavor of programming than you may be used to if you're used to a procedure-oriented programming or object-oriented programming, where you're always in control and you say what's supposed to happen next. In event handling programming, your program just sort of sits back and waits. And the way you program things that happen is that if the user does something, then you respond. So this program is now going to sit around and wait. And if the user moves the mouse, an interrupt will be handled, will be generated, that is sent to one of my methods that's going, supposed to handle these events. So the first one is, if the user moves the mouse, I get a mouse move event. So I have to program this method called mouse move that says what to do in case the user moves the mouse. So every time the user moves the mouse, even a little bit, what I get is a new pixel location, X and Y. And that's reported, so the name of the event, which in this case I don't really need, but in general, in your event handler, you may be handling lots of different events. I mean, there's only one mouse, but later we're going to get on to handling events for buttons and choice boxes, and you might have any number of buttons on the page, and you would have to be able to tell which button generated the event. Then there, in the case of the mouse, you also get reported the new X and Y location in pixels of where the mouse is. So he programmed into the, added some methods to the movable rectangle class so that you could test and see if a pixel location that the mouse was at, X and Y, was actually inside the location of any particular object that you were at. So we can write a loop that goes through and tests if the new mouse location is inside any object. And the first time we find that's true, then we break out of the loop, and go through this loop, which is going to change the color, the color associated with each object, if necessary. And it uses, so it does set color, and it tests to see if you have the index I of an object which has been hit. And this is this conditional expression. So if I equals hit is true, it will pick cyan as the color, otherwise it will pick red. Okay, so this loop goes for all objects, so all the objects which the mouse is not inside stay red, and if the mouse is inside one of them, then that color is changed to cyan. And then you repaint so that the new color shows up. All right?